Here we are then, it's the final live phone-in of 2012.
It is.
Okay, we're still here, the world hasn't ended.
No.
Although, it might do, because I say it's, you know, at the other end of the world is, there's...
Yeah,
or are we the last ones to say? No.
As Louisa was saying, we were actually coming up to it, you know.
Sorry, your mic's on there.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better, yeah.
Yeah. No, as Louisa was saying, you know, we're actually on the GMT timeline.
Right.
And that's where everyone has supposedly gone along with.
Okay.
So everyone's whether they're 5 to 8 hours behind us, they're still gone through it.
Still waiting for us to go, are they, first then?
But we're all right.
we're fine.
But apparently things are moving, planet's moving around, we're all going to be positive. And I must admit, there is a kind of a positive air in here, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
That's only because of what's in Shirley's flat.
It's only coffee.
Yeah, that's what she tells us.
Yeah, that's not, yeah. Yeah, there's a date rape in there, I'm sure. So, phone in today. You can come on and wish everybody a Merry Christmas. You've got some messages. Obviously, we're broadcasting all the way around the world, so we're going to do that. We're going to get Tony from Texas on to tell us in a minute what her last hour on this earth would be. If she, you know, if the world did come to an end and you've got an hour left to live, how would you live it? So that's what we're going to do as well. So if you want to give us a call now, you can get straight through 240666, 240666. If you're calling from the mainland, it's 01983. We'll turn on Skype in just a second, and also you can email as well, studio@vectisradio.com. So, let's go to Lee first of all. You've got an hour left to live.
Yep.
How are you going to live it? What are you going to do?
Well, ideally with your family, wouldn't it? It would always come first.
Not for me. Family's not for me.
Well, we all know what you're like, Ian.
No, I mean, I've got my family here. I've got my two stepkids that I love to bits. I've got my wife. It's just unfortunate that my two kids that live in Kent, I haven't got them with me. And that's what I would like if I had an hour to live.
Okay. Is your wife listening?
Yeah, probably.
So you got to say that. So you got to say that.
No, off air, it'd be just give me loads of chocolate. That'll do me. But no, seriously, it'd be family. Yeah, very close family.
Okay, but what would you? See, I'm thinking, you know, my son's around. I'm thinking, oh, he'd probably go and be with his mum. You know?
Yeah.
He'd probably want to go and be with his mum. There'll be a handshake, there'll be a hug, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of love coming both ways. But then he'd want to say, look, I'm going to go, because I wouldn't want to be on the planet for the last hour and spend it with her. So, you know, I don't mind dropping you off up there so you can have half an hour with me, half an hour with him. You know,
Yeah, but Ian, it's never going to happen.
I know, but if it does, then,
all right, then
at least you want to be doing something
prepared.
You like doing. Mm. You know,
eating and drinking.
Yeah, that as well. Afterwards, yeah. You know.
Yeah. After what, Ian?
Well, after that, you know.
Hey, don't get started. Don't get started on that one.
So seriously, what are you going to do though? I mean, are you just going to sit and hug, or you know, talk, or you know, what would you actually do?
I think it's like a lot of things. At the end of the day, if you got literally, what's the last thing you're going to do before you die? It's like, well. What the definitive answer would be with your loved ones.
Mm.
What you actually want to do is, well, I really don't know. I don't know. It's one of those questions that it's, yeah, you can say, it's the same as Miss America. What do you want? Oh, we want world peace.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. But what do you really want to do? I don't really know.
You don't really, because we know it's not going to happen.
Well, look, I don't want to die on an empty stomach, so I want...
You'd have your lamb.
I want my own leg of lamb, okay? And
right.
God help it if she says it's not ready yet, you have to wait an hour. That wouldn't be good. I'd want my own leg of lamb. I'd want to, you know, all the crispy bits. That would be for myself. You know, the wife can have something else, she can have her own.
Do you want a cherry crumble?
No, I wouldn't want a cherry crumble, because I just want my lamb.
Oh, you only want your lamb?
I only want lamb on this day. I don't want to spend all of it eating. You want to have a nice little leg of lamb, all that crispy fat stuff.
Oh, no.
Okay, I want the finest whiskey.
Right.
Okay, I'll have a couple of them. I might even have a cigar. I've never smoked one in my life, but I just fancy
You'll
one.
You'll go to sleep then, won't you?
No, I wouldn't go to sleep.
I would spend an hour choking his guts off.
You know,
obviously
there's the love-making moment.
I knew that was coming.
And as soon as that's finished... You know,
what, 2.5 minutes?
The nearest lady.
Hey, mate.
You ain't got long.
Hey, mate, trust me, 2.5 minutes is longer than I'm looking at any again, because I've just had a text message from my wife saying, you bugger, you want to spend the last minutes with chocolate. So, yes. Sorry, Marie, I do apologise.
Hey, look, if the love making takes two and a half minutes, that's fine. I'm on a tight schedule. We've only got an hour.
Yeah, but you could do it three times.
Hey, you can make it last an hour.
And if you've got... I'm not saying it's going to be with the wife.
And moving swiftly on.
But I'll be a few here. You know, not tonight, dear. I've got a headache. That ain't going to be good, is it? That's not going to be good at all. Anyway, that would be my kind of final hour. You know, you can see where I'm, you know, where
yeah,
I'm.
See where
we know where you're going.
So what would you do?
Well, I'd get the family all together, all of them.
They'd have a row.
No, they wouldn't.
What?
But I'd leave one brother out.
All right. Who's that vibrating?
That's my phone.
Is your wife just said, look.
No, it's just I think I'm going to end up in the divorce court.
Hang on, I've just had a text.
Is that from my wife?
No, it is.
Hello, Ian. Can you switch his mic off?
2.5 minutes. Your wife just said 2.5 minutes. That's 2 minutes longer than Lee.
Yeah, and that includes 40 minutes of foreplay. Yeah.
Hang on, we're down to the last 19 minutes now.
Yeah. What? Sean is laughing.
Sorry, I'd want an hour.
And what?
Do you know what? I know this sounds awful, and I hope this doesn't get back to my wife, but I did ask her. I gave her a pound, and I said, look, is there any chance you get me a Christmas card? And she said, who's it for? And I said, you. Can you get one?
Dreadful.
I'm busy. So I've just got Dan from the office. I said, are you popping out for lunch? And he said, yeah. I said, can you pop in a Poundland and get me a card? And he said, who's it for? And I said, the wife. He looked at me as if to say I was crazy. I probably am. But he's just texted me to say, what kind of card did you want? They've got some. And they say, sorry for your lost ones. Get
fantastic.
That one.
Absolutely priceless.
Brilliant.
Anyway, look, if you want to get in touch, you give us a call, 240666. If you want to, you know, do a Christmas message for somebody, then feel free to do so. And we want to know, what would you do in the last hour? The world is going to end, and in an hour's time, you know, that's it. It's finished. What are you going to do in that hour? Your wife keeps texting me now. What's
that wouldn't surprise me.
I think it all depends on how long you've got to plan it as well, isn't it?
Well, you ain't going to have long, are you?
No, an hour. No, see, I know. No. Well, if you're told the week before, you can plan it, can't you?
Yeah.
Get your lamb in.
Sex, isn't it? The week before.
Yeah, we're
going to
have a line outside your hotel room.
Whoa, whoa. You mean a line outside your hotel room?
All right. Hi, who's this? It's Keith.
Yeah, that boy misses you talking about.
Hang on, I was just trying to find your jingle now. No, I can't find it. I'll get it on the way out, okay?
Has your computer crashed?
No, it's not yet. No, not that I'm aware of. But...
I know of four people whose computers have crashed.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
In the Midlands.
Interesting. Is that because of the, you know, the world ending?
I don't know. Well, no, they're still there. The world ain't ended, but their
just
computers
the
have crashed.
All right, okay. There we are, Keith. We played you on.
Is Tony there with you yet?
Yeah, she is. She's at the back of the studio. We've only got like, we got 1.5 sets of headphones because Shirley's broken one.
Well, that's all right. She's out there anyway.
No, Keith, I didn't break it. No.
Surely.
All right, Keith.
You got an hour to go, okay?
I just had a bacon sandwich.
Right, okay. You got an hour. You had a bacon sandwich.
Yeah, just that one. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, well, we're still here. I'll have a bacon sandwich.
Oh, I'm starving, hungry. Now you've mentioned a bacon sandwich.
Why not, indeed? The poor old pig, though, his world came to an end, didn't it?
Pardon?
I said the poor old pig, his world come to an end. Well, there you go. There's a lot of turkeys feeling the same way, I suppose.
Do you know what? There's a time zone. Shirley got that about 30 seconds after it left your mouth.
Satellite link up.
Really? No, never mind.
That's all right.
Yeah. She's like 30 seconds behind everyone else. It's a time zone.
So can Tony hear us or not?
No, she can't at the moment. But,
oh, that's a shame. Can she hear the station being broadcasted though?
No. She can hear you now. She can hear you now.
Hello, Tony. Merry Christmas to you and welcome to the Isle of Wight.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you too, sweetie.
Thank you.
You might have to get a bit closer to that microphone.
Did she say I've got to have a sweetie because it's Christmas?
Sweetie.
She called me a what? A Swede?
A sweetie.
Oh, a sweetie. My ears, honestly, I've still got blinking. Well, this has got to be due to what's happening today. This tinnitus today has gone crazy.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. Do you reckon that's the end of the world thing or not?
No, it's all these people vibrating, isn't it? That's what it is.
Sorry? They what?
They're supposed to be vibrating, going to a higher plane, aren't they?
Ah, right, yeah. I did feel a bit of vibration just now, but it
did
was...
Did the earth move for you, darling?
It was Lee's phone going off.
Oh, right. Yeah. Hello, Lee, how are you?
I missed that.
He can't hear because he hasn't. We've only got 1.5 pairs of headphones. If Santa is listening, we need some new headphones for the studio.
Right, there you go. Shirley.
So you got.
Yeah.
What's the odd one out? Boing. Boing, boing.
Boing, boing, boing.
Boing, boing, boing.
Boing, boing, boing.
Or boing, 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 boing.
Boing, 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 boing.
Yeah, which one's the odd one out?
Boing.
Yes, you're right.
See?
Yeah.
We're on the same planet, aren't we?
Well, you haven't given me the reason why yet.
Because it's just, it's got 4 letters in it.
Boing ain't got 4 letters. Boing. She's on the drugs here. She's in the bong. She's on a bong, mate. Roger, what's these strange plants she's got growing in her garden?
Hang on a sec, Keith. Yeah. Oh, who's that?
My name is Amanda.
Hello, Amanda. Just hang on a sec. We just sorted
out Keith.
Hello,
Amanda. Happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
We're just sorting out Keith, and we're in the process
ho,
of...
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas on Vectis Radio.
I'm glad this is the last phone in this year.
It is indeed. The last one is 2012.
It is.
We'll all look back and say, well, that was a waste of time, wasn't it? Indeed.
Keith, you've got an hour to live. What are you going to do?
I've only got an hour.
Yeah.
I thought I had longer than that.
No,
you got your facts wrong, mate. An hour left. I think it's just basically spend it with the family like everybody else would do.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah, now I got told off about that.
What is that, Kev? Is it Kevin?
No, it's Lee.
Lee, beg your pardon.
It's
what is
all right.
That, Lee?
No, I said it basically that I've got to say the best part of the time and all this and
what,
the others.
Boring. It would be boring.
No, it's just that I got told off because I said that, you know, you've got to say that you want to be with family instead of eating just loads of chocolate. And I got a text message from the wife saying, "That's it, you little bugger." So yes.
Oh, really?
So, you know, they don't take a joke, do they, you know?
Yes, we do.
It all depends, doesn't it, mate?
I've got to be careful, mate, because I've got two ladies
depends.
In
which
the studio.
Which
month
are you talking about? No, I'm on about payday.
Payday?
Pay if you get paid monthly, that's what I'm talking about.
Anyway, talking of...
Before I go,
yeah?
she still hasn't reckoned why it's boing.
Go on.
Well,
boing, she got it right. Boing is the odd one out.
Because it's a word by itself.
You're close.
Yeah, because boing boing is 2 words. Boing boing boing.
It's singular.
Is 3. Boing,
it's
boing 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 is 4.
It's singular.
Boing. No, it's because all the others are an echo.
Oh.
Oh, crikey, this is as bad as Shirley's.
Well, that's why I thought I'd say it.
Oh, just worse than mine.
That's why I thought I'd say it, Shirley. I just wanted to, you know, make you feel how we felt.
Thank
you know,
you,
when
Keith.
You give us the answer, and you thought, well. It's the end of the world as we know
yeah,
it.
Nobody
for
said I was clever, did they?
Who was clever?
Nobody said clever. I thought I was clever.
Oh, you no, you clever. Weren't actually. Love
oh, Tony says I was.
We didn't, did we? No, it was actually a very good. It was a very good set question. Actually.
Thank you very much,
hey, look,
Keith. I love you forever.
Keith, have a lovely, lovely weekend. And I'll speak
all the
to you
best.
Before Christmas.
And just remember, you cannot say a word without using a letter from the alphabet.
Thanks, mate. See
all
you later. Bye.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
You're right, Amanda.
Hello there. You all
right?
Yeah,
you're all
right.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
How are you? We're all fine. We're all alive. We're
we
still
are.
Here.
We're
we managed
here.
To live through it. Sure. So we're asking the question, you've got an hour to live. What are you going to do with it?
Well, pretty much everybody else has said, with family.
Yeah.
Definitely with a little three. Yeah, and, well, I've always said that if I'm getting all tongue-tied now. If it was my last hour, I'd rather be on stage playing. And doing something I enjoyed doing, and that's playing.
Playing the trumpet.
Yes. So, if that was my last hour, I'd rather be playing a concert or something, and having the family there as well. So,
right.
That's what I'd like to do. But
okay. Yeah. What I mean, would there anything special you'd want to eat, drink?
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah.
It's going to be your final meal. It's going to be your final. You know, you don't want to go. You don't want to die on an empty stomach, do you?
Well, no.
You know, you'd want to. I don't know, you'd want a lamb sandwich or a portion of chips with lots of vinegar and salt and stuff, wouldn't you? Or something.
If there was food and drink, then probably I'd have a nice big glass of Baileys.
Nice big glass of Baileys.
You'll be able to play your trumpet then, Amanda. You'd be falling over.
That's it, well, yeah. But no, I do love the Baileys. Food, I don't know, really. I like all sorts of stuff, so I don't know, really.
All right, well, look, David Ryan says, I would grab 10 bisexual women and a bottle of Jack Daniels. Now that it hasn't ended, I still want to do it. How brilliant is that? See, at least he's honest. He's in his own little world. A fat chance of that happening, but I mean, you know.
It's quite funny. My brother came in yesterday after work, and he said, so if we all live then, does it mean that we can do a Doctor Who moment and run into the street and say, the Doctor did it, he saved us?
That would be funny.
Yeah, but all right, we've got the doctor's surgery down the road.
Yeah. Do you know what I'd do? I'd somehow get hold of my ex's watch, and I'd put it back half an hour.
Try again.
I'm only joking. I'm only joking. She ain't listening anyway. No one would tell her.
Where does she live in?
So come on. Well, there must be something a little bit naughty that you would do on your in your last hour.
Try taking your driving test again, Amanda.
That's not funny.
I know. No, I've decided about giving up on that for them.
Don't give up.
Positivity. In the new year, you will pass, I guarantee.
Yeah, it's just after two failed attempts, I'm like, I don't know if I want to do it anymore.
Oh, don't be like, honestly, be positive.
Just
feel
keep
that
going.
Positive energy.
Just keep
you,
going.
You will
we're
get
gonna
there.
We're going to be positive this year.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, I might be finding a job as well.
Well, you never know your luck. That's that might happen as well. Be positive.
Yeah.
2013 is going to be a good year.
I hope so.
Feel that vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. So so there's nothing else you would do that, you know, be a bit naughty?
Not really.
No?
Oh. Really.
Okay, what about the family? Have you got a message for the family, just in case they're listening?
I know they're not listening. They're sort of listening, because we're all in the car at the moment, off to the crematorium.
Just
off for my grandparents. But yeah, I thought just Merry Christmas, and thanks for putting up with me for so long.
Do you know what? You're a lovely, lovely lady. Do you know what I would do now? I wish I could do more than anything in the whole wide world is give you a cuddle.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, a real big man-to-woman cuddle and nothing sexual, just a cuddle. You need a cuddle just to lift your spirits a bit.
Yeah, that would be cool. Well, you can do that in May when I come and see you anyway.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, I look forward to that. Well, hold that thought. Hey, look, you have a lovely Christmas. If I don't talk to you before, have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, Amanda, all right?
And I'm Tony as well, because... I'm annoyed that I'm this far away, because they would have been really cool to say hello to Tony as well. I'm too far away. But, it'd take me about 5 hours to get to you.
It would do,
Merry Christmas, Amanda.
You need to get close to that microphone, Tony, all right?
A Merry Christmas, Amanda.
Your mouth's not quite that big, all right? It is normally, it's bigger than that. Thanks, Amanda. Have a lovely Christmas, all right?
You too.
And honestly, stay positive. All right, bye.
Bye.
This is Vectis Radio. It is the phone in. If you want to give us a call, 240666. It's Friday. You're having a bit of fun. We're asking a question. If you really think the world was going to end, then what would you do in your last hour? And, you know, now that it hasn't ended, what positive things would you like to happen? I'd like Amanda to get a job.
Oh,
I'd love it if she got a job next year.
And her health better.
And, health
better
and
health.
Also pass that test. And I'm sure those things will happen next year.
She will.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So, go on in. Let's just shift over a bit, Cheryl, and let the Texan in.
Come on, Texan kid.
Let the Texan in.
If you had seen what these two girls were actually doing while you were on the phone, that was X-rated. That was terrible.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Minds are lavatorial.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt it at all. So anyway, Texas Tony, we got an hour to live. How are we going to spend it?
Don't ask her.
You don't want to know.
It involved a hotel room, 10 men, and Johnny Depp to start with.
Johnny Depp to start with? Yeah. That's your hour gone. That's your hour gone. Anyway, go on, get up to that microphone.
If I only have an hour, I don't want family around.
No.
Maybe a little room service food.
Does she come with subtitles?
Get Johnny Depp out there at the head of the line. And then, you know, from there on out, just a row of men. They can have numbers, you know.
What? Well, like when you go to the supermarket.
Yeah, like you go in the supermarket. You pull one off.
You're now being served.
Oh, dear.
And I'd be playing my own musical instrument.
is that the whole hour?
Why not?
Brings a whole new meaning to a one-man band.
Anyway.
You know, what a way to go.
Yeah, well, absolutely. What a way to go. Yeah, okay, fine, fair enough. That's how you want to live, that's fine.
And die.
Okay, give us a call, 240666. Tell us how you'd spend your last hour on Earth. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie, how are you?
I'm right, thank you.
I must apologise for everybody in the studio.
No.
And their minds.
They're my last hour. I think I'd like to spend it with you lot.
Not Tony in particular, I hope.
We'll let you come, Jackie.
Go out laughing.
Yeah.
And obviously, by the sound of things, with a big bang.
So,
party in my room.
So, you got 1 hour to live. How are you going to...
I've just done it, haven't I?
Well, is that you're going to come up with that? Right, okay, that's fine. That's fine.
That's cool.
And with, you know, with the children and... the trouble is, there's so many people, aren't there? But all the people you want to have with you, you can just have with you, because you could magic them there.
Okay. I don't mind you coming round, but it's my lamb. Bring your own.
All right.
I'd share a little drop of scotch, because I'm not that greedy.
No, okay.
You know,
yeah. I quite like Amanda's nice big glass of Bailey's. That would be nice.
Okay.
Yeah, but not all that fancy stuff with mint and chocolate and caramel. Just the plain straight Bailey's. That's the best one to have.
Yeah. Okay. A large one.
I agree with you there.
Put a straw in a bottle.
And not with ice cubes in it either.
No. Just have it straight. Yeah.
Just have it straight. Yeah. Yes. That would be very nice. Yes.
And what would you have? Final eats.
I think I'd have everything I could possibly think of. I think I'd have a lovely curry.
Mm.
I think I'd also have a nice roast lamb by the side and a nice bit of boiled bacon with some onion sauce on. Mm. I think I'd have a big box of Ferrero Rocher.
Oh yes.
I'm feeling very hungry now.
Yeah, me too.
Of mixed nuts.
Yes.
What's your favourite nut?
I think this time of year, I love chestnuts because you can only get them this time of year, can't you?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
And cashews and pistachios, because they're the expensive ones to have, aren't they?
Yeah, they're lovely.
I don't like pistachios. You waste too much time getting those shells off.
Yeah.
We get them already shelled.
Oh, you're all right.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. You didn't bring any over, did you?
I'd also like to ask, how's Tony coping with the smallness of the Isle of Wight after coming from a vast place like the USA? Because if you stand up on a high ridge, you can see the edge, can't you, where we are?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good question. Into the microphone. Come on.
She can
You've
hear
been here
me.
A day.
I can hear.
We can't hear, though.
My voice carries.
Carries? Yeah, don't carry that far.
It doesn't come much smaller, does it? You know, the island, 23 by 13, as opposed to the, you know...
I don't know, when I was walking it this morning, it seemed a whole lot bigger.
That's the size of a garden. The Isle of Wight is the size of a garden.
Probably,
Jackie,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, and I wouldn't really want to be anywhere else, I don't think. On a day like today, even in the winter, it's a beautiful today.
Well, when I thought the world was going to end, you see where I'm at.
Yes, Australia.
She just wanted to make sure we'd all gone.
Yeah.
No, anyway, if I don't see any of you beforehand, well, you know, have a lovely Christmas, all of you, and a happy new year.
Yes,
and
that's you, Jackie.
Yeah, you too.
Listening to you all in the new year again.
You will.
Another year of entertainment.
That's what
is that what you call it?
Is that what you call it?
And also, you know, look forward to hearing from Mark again. It's been remarkably quiet, hasn't it?
Yes.
Sad without him,
really. Do you
really,
think they've taken him away?
Well, no, but it'd be nice to have him back sort of moaning and groaning and grumping about the place, won't it?
I reckon he's in prison. He always does something wrong about November time and comes out in January. I'm pretty sure.
Hey, their Christmas dinners inside are very nice.
Yeah.
We'll spend our last hour in prison.
What's he leading us about?
I was about to say, I'm only saying that as an ex-prison officer. I'm not saying it as an ex-convict. They do, though. Seriously, they get really well fed. Mm. To be honest, they get better fed than we do.
Yeah.
Or, in the words of Blackadder, you can have your last meals as long as you can have anything they liked, as long as it was sausages.
Yes.
I'm thinking about joining. This sounds wonderful.
It's fantastic. At Her Majesty's pleasure.
Yeah. Go in for Christmas.
You get that as well?
Oh, dear, no.
Put me down for one. Thanks for being there, Jackie.
Okay, happy
Thanks
Christmas.
Cheers, Jackie. Take care. All the best.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, if you want to give us a call, you can. 240666 gets you straight through to today's phone. It's the last live phone-in of 2013. So if you want to tell us who you'd like to wish Merry Christmas to, and also if the world was going to end, how would you like to spend your last hour? And also, because the world hasn't ended, it was supposed to have done earlier on, according to some idiots, what positive things would you like now to happen? Go on, I could make a list just like that, eh?
Yeah, go on then.
Politicians, eh? Every time they lie, their tongue explodes.
Well, we'd have to have a new government, wouldn't we?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Fantastic. Which would be good. Hope we get one in the new year. Now the phone is flashing. Let's see. Hi, who's this?
Good afternoon.
Oh, it's me old mate Pete. How are you doing?
I was going to attempt to bring a bit of decorum to this, but I've decided what the hell, I want in with the Roman orgy. Stuff the family.
Tony, meet Pete. Tony.
What number do you want, Pete?
I'll just take one off the tab.
Number 69.
Oh, here we go.
Steady.
Here we go.
No, look, levels, please. Anyway, Pete.
Tony?
Pete, you've got one hour to live. What are you going to do?
Well, I think we just agreed, haven't we?
All right.
I think Mushroom's been, or David Ryan, has been very greedy, wanting 10 women to himself, and Tony's greedy, wanting 10 men to herself.
No. She didn't actually give a figure.
I didn't stop at 10.
That's just the warm-up party.
Anyway, it sounds like a damn fine idea to me, so I'll leave you by just wishing everybody a happy Christmas, and hoping that next year is the year of people power.
Yeah, too right. Yes. I'd drink to that. Yeah. Pete, just before you go, what was your final drink? What would you like it to be?
Or a nice pint of ale of some sort. I'll go for a pint of London Pride, I think, something
Good
like
mind.
That,
yeah.
And a bacon baguette.
Brilliant. I can just see you there with your bacon baguette and your London Pride.
Dripping in ketchup and onions.
Lovely. Sounds wonderful. I'll join you with that. I'll have me leg of lamb and me London Pride in the other.
A leg of lamb and a leg over, right?
Thanks for being there, Pete. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Cheers, bye.
It's 12:33. If you want to get in touch, you can. Please call us 240666. Christmas messages. And we're also asking, the final hour of your life will consist of what? I think we've covered that, haven't we?
Yes.
I think we've exhausted that, actually.
We're all worn out.
If you want to call us now, 240666, email studio@vectisradio.com. Also got some Christmas messages here coming through. If you want to wish somebody a happy Christmas, then please feel free to do so. I'm just looking at a message that's been put. Hang on, I've got to read this first. I've got to read this. David Ryan, we mentioned, I would grab 10 bisexual women and a bottle of Jack Daniels. Now that it hasn't ended, I would still want to do it. Penny's come back with that. Oh, men and their fantasies, we'd rather have a bar of chocolate.
Yes.
Says all the women. David Ryan says, it would melt. I do like like that comeback. That is very good.
That
very
is
good.
Super.
If you want to give us a call, 240666 gets you straight through. As I say, it's the final phone in of 2012. We're all looking forward to 2013. Tony's looking forward to the world ending and that final hour. So if you want to get involved, then please give us a call. We're going to go back to Lee now. Final hour of your life. We've mentioned family. We've mentioned what would be the final drink.
Final drink has got to be a real ale. I like all the like Hobgoblins and
Peculiar.
Theakston's Old Peculiar, mate. Oh, you can't get better.
Oh, do you know what? I've got to tell a story. The first time I ever tried Old Peculiar,
yep.
There's a pub, the highest pub in Great Britain.
Right.
I can't remember. Is it called the High Down Inn or something? It's somewhere near in Yorkshire, near Sheffield.
Yes, I know where it is because I actually had my first out there, right on the Yorkshire Moors.
And you drive for miles.
Sure.
We're still on about
We're on about real life.
Mind,
yes.
Eh?
Not the leg over, okay?
So we're talking miles from anywhere.
It is.
And they used to say, that because I said to them, when do you shut? And they said, when the last person leaves. And I said, when do you open? When the first person arrives. And you actually get a certificate. If you drink five pints of this stuff, you got a certificate to say that you've drunk it. This is going back in time.
Right.
That's the most wonderful beer ever.
It is a beautiful, beautiful beer.
They actually, if you remember, do you remember the Everest advert?
Yes.
They filmed it there.
Yes, they did,
They filmed it there. And do you know what? There were some pictures on the wall in this pub. Beautiful pub it was. Old-fashioned pub. They had pictures of the snow. The snow covered the pub. Wow. So just imagine getting snowed in.
Oh, it'd be perfect, wouldn't
You'd have it on tap.
It would be
wouldn't
perfect.
You? Now, that would be a good hour to spend, wouldn't it? The last hour to spend in that pub,
but
snowed in.
I'd have to say, because I'm about to go back home to my present wife until the divorce papers come through, I would have to say I'd have to be snowed in with her in the pub.
Right.
Is that okay, darling?
She's just texted me.
That's better, Lee. That's better.
Yeah, thanks.
She's just texted me to say, no, it wasn't. You're on your own, fella.
Yes, I will. In that case, yes, definitely in the pub snowed in.
a chaser?
No.
Hang on, Shirley. Yeah, this is not your cue to jump in and say, oh, yeah, I would. Yeah,
no,
chaser.
I think the chaser would have to be another point.
Another point?
Another point of Old Peculiar.
Okay, which is fair enough. Okay,
that's a good chaser.
Yeah, no, I'm liking the sound of that. Old Peculiar, a pint of Okay, last hour snowed in with.
Snowed in.
What
open
would the wife
fire.
Drink? What would the wife drink? Do you know? This would be interesting. This is like Mr. and Mrs.
It is.
When you get home, she would say, like that.
No, believe it or not, she does like a John Smith's or something like that, but like a Bailey's.
I've heard.
It's true. But she does like a Bailey's.
I think we all like the Bailey's.
I don't like a Bailey's.
Yeah, but she also does like the martini and lemonade.
Mm.
Shaken?
Just has it as it comes.
The dry martini. It's got to be dry martini.
No. Yes. She goes for the one in the white bottle. Is it the classic one?
If your wife's listening now, maybe she'd give us a call. Would she give us a call?
She probably would and give me nothing but grief.
Because it would be interesting now. What I want to know is whether you've got it right.
Is it dry martini or sweet martini?
It's the sweet martini. It's not the Rosso.
No,
it's
I like the
other
dry
one.
Martini. Mm.
But yeah. So
if Margaret's listening, is it Margaret? What's your wife's name?
Marie.
Sorry, Marie.
Close.
Yeah. Began with him. Give us a call and just let us know whether or not he's got it right. These drinks, your final drinks on planet Earth. Okay, make sure I have a phone or text. But
that'll be a great phone-in from in the new year.
Maybe.
Mr. and Mrs. type thing.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs.
type
thing.
Fantastic.
That would be funny, but just for now, you're saying the martini.
I'm saying the martini.
Okay, and what food would she, what would her final meal be?
Oh, she's got a nice appetite. She does like her food.
Yeah.
So, anything.
Anything?
Anything.
I bet there'd be something special you've not thought of.
Well, she does like the gammon. She does like gammon.
Mm. Bit of gammon?
Yes.
All right, okay. She's either not listening or she's definitely not phoning, to you.
My phone hasn't gone yet, so no. I'm not in too much trouble.
Okay, I reckon she's left the house.
Yeah, she's on her way down here.
Way here. 240666 gets you straight through. Give us a call, because I'm desperate to know whether Lee's got it sussed out. If my wife was listening now, she'd phone in. I know she's not. She's working. I would imagine if she had the best brandy going, she would be happy.
Oh, now, you're going again. Hein brandy.
Well, she'd go for a brandy.
She would go for the martini, but I do like Hein brandy.
All right. Hi, who's this?
I reckon she's on her way to David Ryan's.
Hey, good luck to David, mate.
I tell you what, your wife's got a deep voice, isn't she? Oh, dear. I'll tell you what, this has probably been the daftest but the funniest photo we've done. Are you still there, Pete? He's gone. He's hung up. Perhaps the end of the world came for me there.
Okay, quick, didn't it?
He doesn't live close by, does he? Or else we're really dumb.
240666. Margaret? Marie? Marie.
Marie.
Marie. All right.
She'll think I've got another woman on the go, mate.
I'm
Margaret,
just intrigued.
Switch a bit closer.
Yeah, Margaret the Texan.
And if you want to wish somebody a Merry Christmas as well, I know there's a lot of people out there. I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas to. There's, let's say all of our sponsors, advertisers. Yeah. I think they're all wonderful. And I say they've all supported Vectis Radio over the last 12 months. Some have been with us for a couple of years. So big love to you lot. And long may it continue in 2013. And let's hope you all get what you want business wise as well. And if we can help anybody, then please get in touch in the new year. 240666. Or you can email studio at vectisradio.com. And there's also a marketing email as well. marketing@vectisradio.com. You know who's just arrived, don't you? That's Jonathan Creek has just arrived. otherwise known as, to many, Jonathan Bacon. He's here with the Friday afternoon show. Helen says, Merry Christmas to you. Give my love to Lucy and hope to catch up in the new year. I think Helen is up there in Essex, so nice to know you're out there. And listen, let's just check the email, see if we've got some coming in here. We've had problems with our emails the last couple of days, and it seems to take for days for the email to get here, just a bit like the postman at the moment. he's overrun with stuff. Now, okay, then. So, positive things to happen.
Positive things to happen.
Come on.
Well, I definitely want to pass my plumbing course. My plumbing course.
I put a toilet in for us.
Yes, hey, that's already on the books, Annie. Okay, that's already on the books. And then you'll be on the throne. So it'll be fine. But no, positive thing for myself is. Yeah, definitely pass my plumbing course because I'm looking forward to that. It should be done and dusted, completed by July. So thumbs up for that one.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good. I think that's a wonderful thing.
Well, I've always wanted to be a plumber. Even since, believe it or not, before I was a prison officer and a police officer, I always wanted to do something positive, pardon the expression, with my hands.
Now, do you know what? It's really... I know she's laughing. She's laughing completely. I just want to ask you, because this is not the first time you've said it, and I thought you said it for a joke the first time around. I've always wanted to be a plumber.
No,
I've never met anybody that have always wanted to be a plumber. They've just happened to, find a trade, pick a trade, and become a plumber.
No, my father was a master carpenter. Believe it or not.
What were you going to say?
Master baker.
Baker. We cleaned it up.
Anyway, he was a master carpenter prior to, believe it or not, going into the prison service. And I just followed suit, but I always wanted to do something. You know, I was always watching the way he was doing with his... yes, I'm talking with my hands, yes. I always liked watching what he was doing with regards to how he made things and what he actually came out with at the end.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm not that gifted. Whereas I actually wanted to go into plumbing because all your like Sistine Chapel sort of thing is behind a wall.
Right,
and
okay.
It's gone quiet. No, but that's how it is. Electricity, that's a dangerous part.
Yeah, see, I don't understand that either, and I don't get the plumbing bit either. But I mean, I welcome it. I mean, it's nice to know.
The trouble is, I look at it as
there's other nutters out there as well.
yeah, I'm certified as well. But no, with regards to electricity, you know, it's one of those things that, same as plumbing, we take for granted. You turn a tap on, you get water.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you wait for your thermostat to kick in, your boiler kicks in, which in turn, without all the plumbing and the electrical side of that, it isn't going to do it.
Yeah.
Same as spark is with regards to you turn a light switch on and you hope it comes on. But yeah, you look at it that way, and that's how I like it. And that's why I wanted to be a plumber.
That's, I mean, that's got, I feel a song coming on. Do you remember that song, I'm a Lumberjack and I'm OK?
Yes, which one? It's, the Monty Python
version.
Yeah, the
Monty Python. That's all he ever wanted to be, was a lumberjack.
It was, yeah.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm OK.
Oh, I work all night and I sleep all day.
I put on women's clothing and no, have buttered scones for tea.
I wear high heels.
I eat my lunch.
Yeah, that's it.
I
suspenders
go to the
lavatory
because I want to be a plumber.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, that was great.
I'll tell you something, that was a terrible rendition. That was absolutely terrible.
Anyway, look, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back. Hopefully you'll give us a call. We want people to wish people Merry Christmas if you want to. The world hasn't ended. It hasn't ended. We don't think it has. We haven't been outside of here. Pete got cut off rather sharpishly, didn't he? So, but if you want to give us a call, 240666, we're asking the question, what would you do in your final hour if the world was going to end?
Rectis Radio, home of the Isle of Wight phone.
Does your garden need attention? If so, why not call LCL, Lee Cook Landscaping, to put it right? They are specialists in driveways, patios and paths, brickwork and stonework, decking and furniture, fencing, water features, lawns and planting, and garden maintenance. For a free competitive quote, call Lee Cook Landscaping today on 01983 639 214. That's 01983 639 214. Or find them at www.lclandscaping.webs.com. So remember, no job is too big or too small for LC Landscaping. And as Lee says, if you're not happy, I'm not happy.
Over 50, health beginning to suffer, frustrated with those annoying aches and pains as you arise in the morning, but hate the thought of going to the gym. Well, help is on hand. Here at Jeremy Marr's Personal Training, we provide structured health and fitness packages that get results no matter what your starting point. Our service is both friendly and supportive, and we have helped hundreds of island residents enhance their lives. Whether you want to be able to play with your grandchildren, improve your health, have less aches and pains, or look and feel 10 years younger, we have a program for you. Learn how to start your own health and fitness journey today. Call Jeremy Marr's Personal Training on 58008. That's 58008.
Trapped with a self-confessed murderer on a train, I didn't dare move in case he came after me. My plan was to keep him calm. It worked too well. The killer asked me to run away with him. Obviously, I said no. But as a writer, it got me thinking, what kind of woman would have said yes? The meeting inspired The Killing of Mummy's Boy, a psychological thriller set on the Isle of Wight.
Two strangers, one interest, murder, hate, fear and lies boil over in this page-turner with love at its black heart. The Killing of Mummy's Boy by Joan Ellis. Available from Amazon and outlets across the Isle of Wight. One five-star review has described it as terrifying. You have been warned.
Want to look and feel fantastic for that party or special occasion? Make sure you talk to the girls at Beautify and let Yolanda and her team of experienced therapists work their magic. Beautify offer a wide range of treatments from massages, eyebrow threading, lash extensions, gel nails, manicure and pedicure, spray tans and lots more, including permanent cosmetics and teeth whitening. Call Beautify today on 5335 54 or find them at 1 Chain Lane in Newport. Just look for the purple butterfly. Booking is essential.
And now it's a round I like to call Local or Live. Is this statement true or false? White Fibre have their engineers, their customer service department, their accounts department and all their staff based on the Isle of Wight.
There's no possible way that's true. They must have people dotted about all over the country. A foreign call centre. It's a lie.
It's absolutely true.
They're all local.
They are. And if you don't believe me, you can call them and see for yourself. It's a local number, 240-240. Click whitefibre.com.
White Fibre's half-price everything offer is still on. Super-fast fibre-optic broadband, just £17.40 per month for 6 months, including line rental. Call 240-240 or click whitefibre.com. Blisteringly fast broadband.
White Fibre.
Radio, home of the Isle of Wight phone-in. Call now.
I'd like to say welcome back to the Vectis Radio Phone. I'd like to say hello to Dan in the office, who's been with us for about 6 weeks. It's Dan's last day today because earlier on I gave him a little task. I gave him, you know, my hard-earned savings, and I said, look, I haven't got a lot of time. Could you go out? Could you nip out and get my wife a Christmas card? And he's brought me in the card, and it says, let me just see, because I haven't got time, and I did ask her if she'd buy it, but she didn't for some unknown reason. The card says, so sorry for your loss. The pain you must be feeling is understood so well. You've lost a precious person loved far more than words can tell. Someone who brought happiness with such a special touch. Someone truly wonderful who will be missed so very much. Inside it says, so treasure all our memories and things you shared together. For in the heart... for in your heart, the love you shared will be with you forever. Anyway, thank you for that. That's supposed to be a Christmas card for the wife. That's the only money I had. I saved it up.
Well, that serves you right, Ian. You should Just get your own card.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas, darling. Yeah. Yeah. So sorry for your loss. Yeah. I'm going to give that to Dan in a minute. So anyway, Dan, thanks for being with us for the last 6 weeks, and I hope you find full employment in the new year. I'll give you a reference.
No.
All right, so if you want to give us a call now, you can get straight through. 240666, 240666 gets you straight through. Christmas messages are plenty. Is there anybody you want to say hi to while you're here around the world, Tony? I say, you left Texas for a whole month, so there must be someone out there you want to say hi to.
Well, they're 6 hours behind, so I doubt seriously they're listening.
Really? 6 hours? They'd be up at 7 o'clock, wouldn't they, in the morning?
I don't know.
Well, this would be repeated. We're going to fill a gap with it, so say hello to a few people.
Well, I could say hi to all my friends up in Scotland. Yeah, they may be listening.
Go on, get in close to that microphone.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Sean. Hi, Eileen. I mean, I could go on for hours.
Go on, you go on for hours then. Yeah, go on.
I'll put the kettle on.
And these are all people above over the wall in Scotland, yeah?
Yeah, just across the border, uh-huh.
Okay.
People in Hoyk and Tweedbank and Galashiels and...
Right, okay, go on, carry on. How many more are you going to say hello to?
I don't know that, to all of them.
Right.
Because usually I'm up there at Christmas. In fact, my friend Eileen posted on my Facebook page, she said, Isle of Wight, look out.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
She tried to warn y'all I was coming.
2013 idea, border control.
All right, anybody else want to say hi to? Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to all of them.
All of them, all right, okay. Anyone you want to say hi to and Merry Christmas to while you're in here?
Yeah, definitely my parents, both my dad and stepmom up in North Wales in Abergele. My parents that live in Ventnor, miles and miles and miles away. And obviously, I don't think they're going to be listening, but definitely my babies in Kent, in Sittingbourne in Kent.
All right,
love
okay.
them loads.
Yeah, absolutely. And you say you've got a lot of parents in up in Wales?
Yeah, I've got my dad and my stepmom in Abergele.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, they are listening in.
I've just had a message from my old mate Mushroom. Hilarious today. Are you lot drinking Tramp Strength cider? Or is it petrol? Don't anybody light a match, for goodness sake. We've got Jonathan Bacon waiting in the wings to come on. I don't know what he makes of us every week. You know, we act like a bunch of idiots in here. We're doing tough things.
Some of you do.
Some of you, yes. Yeah, that's about right, isn't it?
No acting. No acting involved.
No.
So parents in Wales?
Yeah, parents in Wales.
Yeah, look, he's gone. Jonathan Bacon's leaving the building. He's thinking, stuff that.
He's having
enough. He's not coming in here.
There's blokes in white coats in reception waiting for us.
I thought they were for me.
back to Wales. Yeah,
parents in Wales, Abergele. They moved from the Midlands about, what, 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
And they went over there.
To be away from you, or...?
Well, they can't get much further away, can they? I mean, I'm right at the south end, and they're going right up there, so yeah.
And you got someone else, mum in Ventnor?
Mum and stepdad in Ventnor. Yeah, okay. So hi guys, how you doing?
And what do they do in Ventnor then? Are they
they're entertainers.
Entertainers?
No, they're entertainers. They hit the hotels,
They should have come in to die. They could have entertained everybody, couldn't they?
Yeah, I'll have to tell them. But yeah, they're entertainers. They live in Ventnor. So,
what kind of entertainment do they do? Because Tony's looking for 10 blokes. This is not going to be entertained.
I know my stepdad's got stamina, but not that much. No, they're a keyboard duo. My mom sings, and my stepdad Nigel, he actually plays the keyboard. They're very, very good. Very good.
Right. Okay. I've got a text. I've got an email. It's come through from. So you were wrong. They are up. They are listening in Texas.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. I'm listening. Big smiley face, Stacey J. Herbold.
Oh, dear.
Survey technician over there in Texas.
Say hi to my daughter.
Oh, that's your daughter, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, how old's your daughter?
Old.
Hang on, into that microphone. I want you to explain. I mean, I don't know whether she heard the 10 men thing or not, but, you know, interesting.
Have you heard the song Stacey's Mom?
Stacey's, yeah, she's got it going on.
That's what she has for her...
Breakfast?
No, she's got it on her cell ringtone. Phone for her ringtone.
All right.
Stacey. She has a sick, twisted mind.
We know where she gets it from.
She's a lovely child. Hi, Stacey.
Aww.
Yeah, hi, Stace.
Aww. Do you want her back, Stacey?
She says, no, keep her.
We've just heard that in reception there is 10 men queued up as well.
They're all getting their numbers. They just brought a mattress from the other room.
They're all popping little blue pills, though.
There are mattresses in that other room. Did you know that? Surely I spotted the mattresses.
There you go. You had that in mind, didn't you?
That's why you came. Bring them through in a minute.
That's why you came to the UK. Okay, we're approaching time. Is there anything else anybody want to wish somebody a Merry Christmas? Seriously?
Well, just everybody have a lovely Christmas and a lovely
New
Year.
We haven't heard from Pyro today, have we?
No, perhaps he's at work. Philip, Pyro.
He's probably disgusted.
I just think they're very, very busy at the minute.
I would imagine.
The tinsel and turkey.
He did say the other day that he was having yesterday off and it was going to be his final day off until something like the 4th of January.
Yeah.
Mm. But spare a thought for the Ethiopians, because the Ethiopians don't celebrate Christmas until the 8th of January.
Gosh, they've got to wait that long.
Yeah.
They're turkey.
Again, it'll be leftovers, won't it?
Yeah.
So.
They can have the bone.
So. Positive things to happen in 2013. What would it, Shirley?
Well, I want my health to be better than it has been this year.
Okay, good.
I've been up and down that flipping hospital so many times.
All right.
I just want this year to be better.
We're going to go up to St Mary's. I'm going to put a sign on it. You're going to change the sign, not St Mary's, flipping hospital. All right, that would be good. What about you, Tony? What positive thing can you wish for, hope for in 2013?
To win the lottery.
To win the lottery.
Yeah, the American lottery is huge.
Really?
I want to win that one.
Okay.
I want to win that one.
I'll split it with you.
Hey, that'll do me. That'll do me. All right.
Do you do the lottery, though, Tony?
No.
Lee, get yourself a number, son. Your wife's not listening. That's
she,
all right.
Yeah, she is.
Anything positive for next year? Obviously getting
yeah, definitely. Obviously passing the plumbing exams and all that. But no, I just want to make sure that everyone's safe, everyone's happy. Mm. And I just hope 2013 is great for everyone.
What about you, Ian?
Oh, don't bother with me.
Yes, come on. What do you want next these year? Emails.
Your daughter, by the way, has disowned you. Do you remember that in America something happened a while ago where two young kids divorced their parents?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, do you remember that? Well, you just consider yourself divorced. I'm joking. She says, I'm not that old. My mind is definitely from my mum. My mum. another one here. They will need all the pills from mum. No, I just hope Vectis Radio goes to strength from strength to strength.
It will.
But it has done this last year, hasn't it?
And everyone keep listening, okay? And we are going from strength to strength.
And we've got some wonderful, wonderful people that are involved with Vectis Radio. And long may it continue into 2013. Yeah. And a big, big thank you from them all. And, big love. Let's go and have a nice Christmas now.
Let's hope.
Pledge you to eat, pledge you to drink,
And I'll see you, Ian, in the divorce court.
No woman is going to invite Tony anywhere over Christmas.
Funny
the men, they'll be queuing up.
Yes.
Shall I tell everybody where she's staying? Have the number of her room.
Hang on, it's a minute to one. There will be normal service be resumed in a couple of moments' time. Jonathan Bacon is coming in, aka Jonathan Creek, going to be here.
Yeah.
Got a special Christmas show, lots of Christmas classics on the way. Following that, it's Marco with the Rock and Roll Show.
Nice.
Lovely. If you like your Wham Bam Alama and your Tutti Frutti, then tune in from 3. 5 o'clock, it's Head Funk Tom here. 7 o'clock, it's your friend. Your friend and mine, Gordon Rock. Cooper, the Rock Meister. And don't forget the Rock Monster tomorrow night between 10 and 12. That's how we shape up for the rest of the day. If we don't speak to you before, have a lovely, lovely Christmas. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Tony. And thank you, Lee, as well. Good luck in the divorce course.
Thanks. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.